Hi, my name is Richard Isaacson. I'm director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian, and I'm reporting today for Medscape. So you may have heard the recent news about Pfizer, and they're really abandoning the entire Alzheimer's portfolio, not really doing any new drug discovery, not investing anything, and really kind of going in a different direction. And there's been a lot of chatting about this and a lot of talk, both in coffee houses, doctors' lounges, and also online, about what does this mean for the field of Alzheimer's disease? Does this mean that things are that bad that Pfizer's getting out? Maybe there's just no hope at all. So I wanted to give a little bit of perspective on this, because that's not exactly the route that I go down when interpreting this. So when it comes to drug development, as we all know, it takes years and years and millions and sometimes billions of dollars to get a drug from, the bench to the bedside. And, I think there's been a lot of failures. 90-something percent of all Alzheimer's drugs have failed over the last, couple of decades. So when you hear about a drug company saying, we're just not going to invest all that time and money because of the 99% likelihood of failure, I think some people would understand that. The way that I look at it is a little bit different. I think that we have so many exciting drugs that are in the pipeline now. We have so many clinical trials in phase three. We have even more clinical trials in phase one and phase two. And the philosophy is more shots on goal. And what that means is we're learning more and more that, amyloid as the key pathology of Alzheimer's disease has been the main focus. And now, of course, tau as another key pathology has also been a primary focus. But what now is happening in the field is that we're trying to have more shots on goal and attack every single different mechanism where we can possibly reduce Alzheimer's risk or even reduce symptoms in the hope of a cure. So whether it's inflammation or infection or insulin resistance or whatever else, we're really battening down the hatches and attacking all of these different areas. What I think Pfizer decided was that, there's a lot of research going on right now, and there's a lot of companies invested with decades of infrastructure, and the pipeline looks pretty promising. So maybe it's not the best idea for Pfizer to, invest more money into new drugs that may not pan out for the next 10 or 20 years or longer. So the way that I look at the Pfizer decision is different. I'm very excited about the horizon, and I'm very excited about the way that Alzheimer's drug development is going. I think many people look at the failures in the past as, it's terrible, nothing's going to work. Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that, because I would say, the failures have really taught us something. First of all, every failure, you learn something. You learn, maybe it didn't work in this population, or maybe the dose wasn't high enough. A key thing about the failures was that for decades, we didn't have an adequate Alzheimer's biomarker. 40% in one study, 40% of people enrolled in an Alzheimer's disease treatment trial did not have Alzheimer's disease when they looked at biomarkers in the brain. They were amyloid negative. So it's hard to have success in a research trial when you're attacking the amyloid protein, but 40% of the people in the trial don't have amyloid. Now, with the advances that we have, several amyloid labeling agents, also have now tau imaging, which is really coming on the horizon and really even available in research settings, I think we're going to have not just more shots on goal, but they're going to be much more accurate. They're going to get in the net much more frequently. The other part about the failures is really, again, each time we learn something, whether it's the immunotherapies against amyloid or whether it's base inhibition against amyloid, there are now drugs where you can infuse or take a pill that are being studied in multiple phase three trials. The other part about research failures is that sometimes we didn't stratify correctly. For example, we're finding out one drug, for example, called tramiprazate. In some people, APOE4E4 carriers, homozygotes for the APOE4 gene, those people responded. But people that weren't homozygous and were APOE4 negative didn't respond at all. So what we're learning is that in the field of Alzheimer's disease treatment, as well as prevention, and it comes to finding the right drug, we need to find the right people to give that drug to. We're going to look at really interesting concepts of personalized medicine, precision medicine, and we're going to take multiple shots on goal using multiple of the different pathophysiologic mechanisms that may put you on the road to Alzheimer's disease. Whether amyloid or tau causes Alzheimer's, I think we can debate about that all day. But what I do think is that certain conditions, certain pathophysiologic processes can press the fast forward button towards Alzheimer's disease. And if we can slam on the brakes, instead of pressing fast forward, reducing inflammation, reducing insulin resistance, using a pharmaceutical drug, I think we'll have a lot of great progress. So I'm Richard Isaacson here for Medscape. Thanks so much.